Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Others were saying, "He is Elijah." Still others, "He is a prophet like any of the prophets." But when Herod learned of it, he said, "It is John, whom I beheaded. He has been raised up." Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, but he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" Her mother replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought the head in on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear today stories of two kings, of Herod and of David. In the book of Sirach, at this part of Sirach, he's giving some eulogies about some of the great leaders of Israel, and so he's looking at their good points. But the interesting thing is, when they remember David's life, they acknowledge that he wasn't perfect, that he had some faults, some serious faults. But when they look at it, they said that God forgave him his sins because of the generosity and the love of his heart, because of all the good things that he did. And as Sirach talks about David, he says that his love of the Lord was the first thing in his life, that he wanted always to do God's will and always to do what is right, and to call people to sing God's praises, to call people to the temple, to open their hearts to the Lord, to follow the way of the Lord, that was what inspired David, that God worked through David in so many powerful ways. And we celebrate David's life. And even through him, the hope of the Messiah came, even in the midst of his faults. Herod's not that lucky. Herod was a man who was so worried about himself. He had killed members of his family because he was afraid they might take the power away from him, that he was only concerned with his own promoting himself and his own pleasures and his own affairs, but didn't care that much about God's will and following the law. It reminds us of what needs to be in our hearts, that we continue to seek the Lord and we don't dwell on so much on our faults and our weaknesses, but we trust in God's mercy. We trust that if our hearts continue to do the right thing, that if we continue to walk within God's word, we continue to be generous, that our hearts are filled with God's love, that we will also find God's healing grace in the midst of our weakness, that it is in His love that we are transformed, and we stand on that gift of His death, His resurrection, to overcome the sinfulness and our own sinfulness. And we thank the Lord for that gift of mercy for us, but always the call to walk faithfully with the Lord and to keep our hearts seeking Him.